Pretender, the Platters on CJCL 1430, the Scott Walker Show at 4:11, and a busy hour coming up. We've got the Summer Watch from Jack Lynch, the Ministry of Tourism and Recreation in Barrie. About 10 minutes from now at 4:27, Tom Cheek's Daily Baseball Report, the half-hour news with Natalie. Talk to Harold about the weather, and Bob Durant does the town at 4:45. And we've also got lots of great songs and great memories, too. The Spitfire Band coming up in a few moments. Marty Robbins, Doris Day, Elvis Presley this hour, and some more traffic from Barb.
And a bit at Highway 27.
This portion of the Scott Walker Show is being brought to you by Walker's Light, Dry, Dark, Malted, Extra Foamy, Pure Brewed, Non-Alcoholic, Cold, Filtered, Low-Calorie, Imported, Domestic, Heat-Pasteurized, Great-Tasting, Less-Filling, Genuine Draft Bottled Beverage. Walker's. It's everything you wanted in a beer at once. This is an important message from Canada Post Corporation to residents of Greater Toronto. The mail pickup centers are in full operation today with over 2.7 million pieces of mail ready for pickup by customers. I presume that's not 2.7 million pieces of mail each. We're going to have to share. Operating procedures are in place to ensure quick service. Now, you can pick up your mail between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. And if you're unsure of the address of your mail pickup center, here's the number to call, 778-0683. Mail pickup center information is also available on Rogers Cable's information channel. Carl Perkins and Blue Suede Shoes in the Spitfire Band with a shanty in Old Shantytown on CJCL 1430. Great songs, great memories. 4:23, Harold says a nice night tonight, a little on the cool side, temperature down to about 13. We'll see some cloud tomorrow and maybe some showers in the afternoon, but we get those out of the way before the weekend starts. Should have a nice weekend, sunshine, and up around 25 both Saturday and Sunday. It's 23 right now, 73 Fahrenheit. Let's check the traffic now. Barb.
Scott.
Just about 4:31 now, time for CJCL 1430 News for DeFasco. Here's Natalie Pujol.
Good afternoon, 20.
It's Marty Robbins on CJCL 1430, your number one source for sports. Just talking to Tom Cheek and Jerry Howarth, who are in Cleveland tonight for the ball game between the Jays and the Indians. It gets underway at 7:05, as per usual. Jimmy Key against Charles Nagy, and before that, it's primetime sports. It's Thursday. That means open phones tonight with Bob McCowan and Bill Waters beginning at 6:10 this evening. We've got Bob Durant to do the town in just a few moments. We've also got music from Doris Day coming up, but right now, traffic time. Barb?
Thanks, Scotty.
This is an important message from Canada Post Corporation to residents of Greater Toronto. The mail pickup centers are in full operation today with over 2.7 million pieces of mail ready for pickup by customers, and boy, do they want to get rid of them. Operating procedures are in place to ensure quick service. The mail, not the customers. You may pick up your mail between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m., and if you're unsure of the address of your mail pickup center, you can call 778-0683. Mail pickup center information is also available on Rogers Cable Information Channel. 4:42 on CJCL 1430. Bob Durant does the town after Doris Day sings about magic. Return to sender. Elvis Presley on CJCL 1430. Return to the bargaining table, please. 4:52 is the time. The Scott Walker Show. We've got the news coming up and lots of other stuff at 5 o'clock with Natalie Pujol and company. Barb DiGiulio in the traffic center. Barb, I've been noticing kids going back to school the last few days, and I've been noticing what they've been wearing. You know, cut-off jeans and T-shirts, and I was thinking, when I was going to school, I realized I'm dating myself here, that I we weren't even allowed to wear jeans, let alone cutoffs and, you know, sneakers and T-shirts and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You've been to school a lot more recently than I have. Was the dress code a lot more relaxed by the time you were in school?
Well, I think more relaxed than that, but we didn't intentionally put holes in our clothing or anything like that.
You pay big money for that these days.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know, just I think even a little more dressy than I'm seeing now, because it wasn't as fashionable to be so slobbish.
That's true.
I might.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Now, not to say that I'm exactly or was exactly a fashion plate when I was in school. I mean, I walked around with my shirt tail hanging out all the time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as noticeable on those days I remember to wear pants, but it's just, I mean, it's incredible to see the difference between then and now.
Oh, I know.
I know. I'm dating myself. What's happening on the roads?
Parkway North.
Canada. Coming up next hour, more great songs, great memories from Lloyd Price, Matt Monroe, Rick Nelson, and one of my very favorite Frank Sinatra tunes on CJCL 1430. Wrap this hour up musically with Nat King Cole. personality from Lloyd Price on CJCL 1430, The Scott Walker Show. It's 5:17 with great songs and great memories this hour from Matt Monroe. We'll hear from Rick Nielsen. Got Sam Cooke, Frank Sinatra, Dionne Warwick and friends coming up, and a special guest dropping by about 25 minutes from now. Right now, it's time for an update on traffic from Barb.
Thanks, God, West.
Pretty version of a beautiful song from West Side Story somewhere. That's Matt Monroe on CJCL 1430 at 524, 23 degrees, 73 Fahrenheit. Let's check traffic once again. Barb?
Parkway northbound.
As has been mentioned a couple of times this afternoon, this is the last edition of the Scott Walker Show, my last kick at the can, as it were. Tough decision to make, but it suddenly occurred to me that every day somewhere my voice is in the bedroom of a beautiful woman, zipping along the 401 in a snazzy sports car, and been at Poolside, one of the more beautiful backyards in Rosedale, and I decided that I'd had enough because I resent the fact my voice has been having a better time than I have. It's 5:30 on CJCL 1430. Time for the news. Here's Natalie Pujol.
Good afternoon.
Undecided on CJCL 1430. It's 5:38. The Ames Brothers there, Rick Nielsen before that, and it's late. This coming it's a week from this Saturday. What am I saying? The 14th of September is Radio Day at Sky Dome. The Jays take on the Oakland A's. Now take your Walkman to the game and pick up a lucky CJCL 1430 decal at the gate before you enter the dome. Listen throughout the game, and you'll get the play-by-play with Tom and Jerry, of course, and you could also win a Champion Spark Plug radio-controlled car. Radio Day at the Dome is supported by the official voice of the Blue Jays, CJCL 1430. How's traffic doing, Barb?
We have locations.
It's 5:41, and it must be a special day. I mean, look who's here. A voice from the past. It's the old historian.
Yeah, I remember this date in 1908. A patent was issued for the very first non-skid automobile tire. Now, today's cars, of course, have a special feature that prevent them from skidding on ice and snow.
What's that?
Well, in cold weather, they just won't start. You're leaving.
Yeah, it's true.
What are you going to do?
Well, I got some theater projects coming up.
Oh, I hate theater.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I like to go to the theater to be entertained, but today, boy, I mean, I don't want to see violence and lust and sex. I can get all that at home.
Same to you. It's 5:42. Dedicated to the one I love from the Mamas and the Papas, and my favorite one for my baby from Frank Sinatra on CJCL 1430, 5:53. Another check on traffic. Barb.
Westbound, good luck to you in the future.
Thank you, Barb, and I'd like to thank everybody for making the Walker Show part of your afternoons for the last several weeks or months or years, and everybody called in with their best wishes. I leave you in very good hands. Rob Cowan will be occupying these premises as of tomorrow, along with Natalie and Scott Ferguson and Barb DiGiulio, bringing you great songs and great memories here on CJCL 1430. It's 5:56. I'm Scott Walker. Thank you, Toronto. I love you.